This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin here in New York, where a verdict in Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial could come as early as today. Correspondent Jared Hill.
The jury told the judge they'd reached an agreement on all but the racketeering or RICO charge, the most serious.
Clearly, the jury was not buying whole cloth what the government was selling.
CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi says the racketeering charge relies at least in part on the others. The RICO allegation that he used his businesses and employees as a criminal enterprise.
That count carries the possibility of life in prison. A hearing scheduled today in Boise for Brian Koberger, who has agreed to plead guilty to killing four University of Idaho students to avoid the possibility of the death penalty. CBS News' Amanda Arden.
If this plea agreement is agreed to, the letter prosecutors sent to family members said that sentencing would start in late July, which would mean no trial will go forward in August.
Stormy weather's making it difficult for some lawmakers in the House to get back to Washington to take up President Trump's so-called big, beautiful bill. Among them, Pennsylvania Democrat Chris DeLuzio.
My flight was canceled. Derek was stranded at the Pittsburgh airport. We're heading down to D.C. to do everything we can to vote against and hopefully kill this terrible Republican bill that will take health care away from people, jack up the debt.
Senate Republicans pushed the bill through with Vice President Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Adding to the national debt, I think, is one of the most concerning but also abstract things to wrap your head around. But I think about it in three buckets. One, it could mean in the long run less funding for national social programs. And it could also mean that the U.S. economy becomes less safe to invest in.
GOP leaders hope to vote as soon as today to get the measure to President Trump's desk by his self-imposed deadline of Friday. Mr. Trump says Israel's agreed to conditions for a ceasefire in Gaza ahead of Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Washington next week. The BBC's Wira Davis is in Jerusalem.
Most people in Israel will want to see that this 60-day ceasefire deal does include the release of most, if not all, of the remaining hostages being held in Gaza.
Just days before the 4th of July, huge explosions rocked a fireworks warehouse in Northern California's Yolo County, putting locals on edge.
All of a sudden, the whole house just started shaking, and then, you know, it shook again. We thought it was an earthquake.
Yeah, I was, like, really scared when it first happened.
The blast set off some of those live fireworks and spread fire across 80 acres. The flames now contained. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. A Racine County charity recently used the fairgrounds to help build a better community. 150 volunteers built 100 beds for local children thanks to the efforts of an organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Since 2018, the local chapter has provided more than 2,600 beds. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturtevant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Baseball in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today in Queens, New York. The two teams rained out last night. NBA. The Bucks shocked the industry with their free agent signing of center Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million, taking him away from the Pacers. What's the reaction in Indiana?
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back to go to a team that they hate. They hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if Giannis tweets a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
That's ESPN analyst Brian Windhorst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I walked into my store that I always get sandwiches at. I never noticed this before, but there's a sign that says how to order. Was that a problem? You know, were people just walking up? Hi, can I help you? Do you want? Dude, we need a sign or something. This is ridiculous. I love San Francisco, man. No one can figure out what to do with the homeless situation. Tip the homeless. Give them a dollar. No matter what you think, their life is harder than yours. And every now and again, I will see something in this town where I'm just like, oh, thank you, God, for letting me witness that. Once, at a cable car turnaround, I saw a homeless guy punch a pigeon out of the air. Yeah, he knocked a bird out of midair, people. Do you have any idea how much free time you have to have before an idea like that even occurs to you? How many years went by them just sitting there going, oh, one of these days? Let me tell you this much, that pigeon clearly surprised. The best part, though, is I was standing next to a cop when the whole thing occurred. The cop looks at me afterwards and just goes, that's a new one.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Ba 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 ba.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Beach Boys, Barbara Ann, 610, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday morning. Getting ready for the 4th? I don't mean putting out food and everything. I mean cleaning up the property. If you live on the parade route, you got to do this. You got to edge the property. You got to mow the lawn, pick up the trash, clean the walkways in front of your house. Make sure everything's clean because you're on display. And people are going to go, oh, what a dump that is. Is that where the Rosens live? Ooh. No, but you got to clean it up. So yesterday we edged the, my son edged the property. We're going to mow the lawn today. We're going to get everything ready to go. And I got a new roof put on the house just in case anybody looks on the roof. There you go. It's 610. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 88. Clear sky tonight, low 68. Sunny tomorrow, 83 the high for the 4th of July. Sunny all day with a high near 87. Right now it's sunny, 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. We just lost this guy about a year and a half ago, Jerry Marsden. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Don't let the sun get you crying right here at WRJN.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Let the sun catch you crying, oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
A Civic Media Station, WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed at 6:13. A pleasant good morning. All right, a study by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council found our favorite regional hot dog styles. We get this every summer around the 4th of July. Number one, New York-style dogs. I don't know what a New York-style dog is. I have no idea. Not from New York. Chicago-style, Detroit-style Coney dogs. I know what a Coney dog is. They also found soda, beer, our favorite things to drink with a hot dog, but some people prefer a glass of wine with a hot dog. That, I do not believe. I think they just put the, let me have your wine from 1822 and have a hot dog with that wine, please. Thank you. Monkeys, last train to Clarksville now.
Take the last train to Clarksville now. Reservation, don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know. Conversation.
Monkees once made a movie called Head, H-E-A-D, Head, with Victor Mature, a big actor. And it was much like their TV show. It was very manic and a lot of high speed running around and craziness. And they had a good song in there called The Porpoise Song. I don't know, never became a hit, but it was a good song. Movie, you never see it anywhere anymore. You never see the Monkees TV show either. I think it kind of staying in 1967 and 1968. I think they left it there and, you know, it's a product of its time. But I have not seen that monkey show in syndication. I've never seen the movie Head played anywhere. Usually Turner Classic Movies plays everything. I think years ago they may have run the movie Head a couple of years back on Turner Classic Movies when they used to run that Saturday night oddball movie thing. Other than that, I don't think I've seen the monkeys anywhere. All right, gonna have sunshine for you today. Highs near 88. Right now it's sunny and 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. Got a list of overrated jobs going viral. Overrated radio announcer actually made the list. Fortunately, we're a good company alongside attorneys, vets, an architect, teachers, and YouTubers. Yeah. Why are we overrated? How did that happen? Time for Pete with the beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day, especially folks that are just moving into the area or maybe just never noticed us sitting in the spot that we're at. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals for you to take advantage of, so we'll see you there.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Hospice Lions Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind tranquil home setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice Alliance Hospice House, patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. It's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where quality of life and adding life to days is the priority of care. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you are cool all season long and phone Building Water, Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. 625, local news. Tamla's hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs 88. Clear tonight, lows 68. Sunny tomorrow, highs 83. And 4th of July couldn't be better. Sunny, highs near 87. Don't you love it? 66 and sunny right now right here at Radio Park. Hey, we're proud to be a supporter of Racine's 4th Fest celebration. Watch for Lou Regani and I. We will be in one of Lou's classic cars. Hopefully the one this year not leaking coolant. We'll be in one of his classic cars. And we'll be in the parade route for you. We're number 78 in the parade. I know that because we went to the driver's meeting and told, you're number 78. That's dead center. There's 140 units this year. But the best thing of all, on the radio, live in studio, Cindy Huber will be back on the air. And we'll be calling in Lou and I from the parade route to Cindy during the show. Okay, hang around downtown for music on your monument starting at 4:30 with live music and leading up to the lakefront fireworks. Happy Independence Day from all of us here at WRJN. All right, speaking about fireworks and so forth, we have a new poll. Only 8% of Americans hate fireworks. That's good news. Check again after everyone's been woken up at midnight for a week straight after the 4th of July. I bet that number increases, right? 75% of people said they either like or love fireworks. I like them too, but they're right. After the 4th of July, for the next week when people are firing them off, I don't like them anymore. 626 WRJN. One of my faves, Benny King. I actually played basketball with Benny King. I've told that story before. Here's Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
King, former lead singer of the Drifters, and Stand By Me. Hey, it's exactly 6:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Before you hop in an area lake, look online. Local health departments in Racine and Kenosha counties conduct regular water testing and post their findings online. Recent testing has forced the closure of the Paddock Hooker Lakes Association Beach in Kenosha County and swim advisories at Camp Lake, Lance Park, and Old Settlers Beach.
Racine County doesn't have any bacteria warnings. However, Quarry Lake Beach is closed. That's due to issues from a steep drop-off created during renovations. Downtown Racine gets busy tonight and will stay that way through the weekend. The Bend and Brew event with free yoga and complimentary coffee gets things going tonight. The festivities continue tomorrow with live music and food at the 4th Fest party on the square. Friday's Roots in Racine parade steps off at 8:30, capped by fireworks that night at 9. Saturday offers more free yoga and the Saturday Sounds on the Square concert. Prepare for traffic impacts if you're trying to get around that area. After 8 decades and thousands of miles and thousands of jokes, the Ducks are being celebrated in the Dells. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Just like your lawn or garden, our Wisconsin cranberry crop loves this weather. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That's the word we're getting from Allison Johnjack. She's UW-Madison's Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist. She's keeping an eye on the cranberry crop right now because it is in peak bloom.
Seen peak bloom and kind of moving on through the blossom into fruit set season. And we're seeing so far this year, surprisingly low insect pressure. We're also seeing a really good blossom set, but we are seeing weather conditions that aren't the pollinators' very favorite weather conditions. So we're hopeful that our pollinators are getting enough work done despite the uncooperative weather for them.
Allison Johnjack, Wisconsin's cranberry outreach specialist and a gal that's keeping her eye on that high-value crop. Remember, if those pollinators cooperate and Wisconsin's got a good cranberry set, then we can look forward to being the top producer of cranberries in the United States for the 21st year.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist Program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And it may not be a farm bill, but the big, beautiful bill that's currently being debated in Washington, D.C. has some key elements that Wisconsin farmers and commodity groups are keeping an eye on. So far, included in the measure passed by the Senate are updated reference prices that farmers use throughout several different programs, also improved crop insurance coverage, help for livestock producers, and some support for key export programs that agriculture depends on. Then there are the tax benefits that are currently included, with immediate expensing of farm equipment, a small business tax break, an increase in the estate tax exemption, and an improved 45Z clean fuel credit. Now we'll see what happens in discussion at the House. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
Because all you got to do is sing. To sing and get famous.
Has James Brown been singing 20 years? I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James is.
You better do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven of the people say,
that's a James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here. That's good. I get this song going, all the songs sounded just the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath up, the bond of people say, I'm a no, or do mine, sis, did it, you see you? Hey! Time don't know. They made you, that was not what people know you now. Sit down, 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 bond of people say, jump back, wanna kiss myself.
James Brown, I feel good. I got you. Hey, it's 6:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Officer Friendly's coming in. Yes. Deputy Crystal's going to be in here. Deputy Friendly's going to be in here. We're going to talk about pedestrian safety on the roads this summer. And a lot of people get hit by cars out there when they're not crossing correctly and people aren't looking out for pedestrians. We're going to talk all about that. And sponsored by the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. That's coming up shortly. All right, this is odd but true. This happened back in 1947. A woman went to Johns Hopkins to cure her hives. She received an experimental drug called Compound 1694 for hay fever and allergies. Her hives cleared up, and she reported, weirdly enough, that she stopped getting nauseous while riding on public transportation. Doctors immediately tested the drug for motion sickness, and compound 1694 was renamed Dramamine. And that's how it happened. It's 640 local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get off me, the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
That's Rod Stewart and his first group, Small Faces, Ichiku Park. It's 642 local news. Tamla sits at WRJN Sunshine today. Highs 88. Sunny 66 right now at Radio Park. Looking ahead to the 4th of July. Sunshine. Highs near 87. Perfect. Couldn't be better, right? All right. We just entered July. Today's July 2nd. Here's what's happening this month in sports. Wimbledon underway now. The Tour de France starts this weekend. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, I can't believe that's coming up already, July 15th. Golf's Open Championship starts the 17th, and the WNBA All-Star Game is July 19th. Lots of big movies opening up this month. Jurassic World Rebirth opens up today. James Gunn's Superman reboots on the 11th. A new I Know What You Did Last Summer opens up on the 18th, and Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th. Finally, we've got the holidays, the big one, of course, the 4th of July. We've also got National Bikini Day on Saturday. Who even knew that existed? National Fried Chicken Day on Sunday. Now we're talking World Chocolate Day on the 7th. National French Friday and National Mojito Day coming up on the 11th. And here it is, the one we all should celebrate. It should be a national holiday. National Ice Cream Day. It's on July 20th. I think that should be a national holiday for everybody, don't you? I like that day. It's 644 local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Ah, Connie Francis. Now we love her here at WRJN.
Pretty little baby. Yeah, yeah. Pretty little baby. Yeah, yeah. Pretty little baby. You say that maybe you'll be thinking of me and try to love me. Pretty little baby. I'm hoping that you do. You can ask the flowers. I sit for hours telling all the blues.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:46 on a Wednesday morning. A lot of people taking off the rest of the week, calling in, you know, fake sickness and stuff like that. I know how it works. Okay, new study looked at what makes people cool. Comes down to these six traits, right? Being extroverted, adventurous, being open, autonomous, hedonistic, and powerful. Those are the six core things that make you seem cool to the average person. So maybe you're not a cool person. Remember this, many of the coolest people in history, maybe even most of the coolest people in history, were total jerks.
Today's big deal of the day. Beat the summer heat with a sweet treat from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Sip on a creamy pudding shake or indulge in the all-new cheesecake in a cup with 24 irresistible ways to thrill your taste buds. Turn your day into a dessert-filled getaway at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As you plan your July 4th celebration, be sure to visit O&H Danish Bakery for delicious treats for your gathering. O&H's red, white, and blue kringle should be at the top of your list. Its cherry, cream cheese, and blueberry filling blend is simply sensational. And be sure to pick up O&H's oven-fresh buttery brioche buns for your hot off-the-grill burgers, brats, and hot dogs. Remember, there's no substitute for oven-fresh. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
You're invited to the soft opening of Mahoffers on Main July 3rd. Be the first to experience Racine's newest hotspot, Mahoffers on Main, located at 236 Main Street. Grab your crew, throw on your favorite boots or sneakers, and get ready to make some memories. Serve an ice cold beer, house poured moonshine, and top shelf whiskey, everything for a great night out. With a playlist that hits everything from country classics to party anthems and throwback jams, there's something for everyone on the speakers. Doors open at noon July 3rd.
Show him that you care. Show him that you care. Just
that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah.
Wishing and Hoping, 6:53, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Plenty of sunshine today, highs near 88 degrees for the 4th of July, sunny with a high near 87, perfect parade weather, and we've got a big parade, 140 units this year. We'll be number 78, so don't, you know, if you see number 76 coming by, don't go to the bathroom or anything there, just wait till number 78 goes by. It's going to be sunny on the 4th of July, highs near 87. Sunny, 66 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Here's a fun fact for you. Listen to this. A million seconds is about 12 days. A million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 31 years. That's the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire. Interesting when they put it that way, isn't it? 6:53 WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. Here's to the ride. Here's Vanity Fair at WRJN.
The thumb goes up.
Tamla's Hits, WRJN, Vanity Fair, and Hitchin' a Ride. All right, People know I don't like to fly. I mention that all the time. Here's another reason why I don't like to fly. A flight from Paris couldn't get clearance to land in Chicago last Saturday, so they had to turn the plane around and go all the way back to France. They wouldn't let it land. Just another reason why I don't fly. Here's Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. You'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times. Local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jurors in Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial start the day with more deliberations after reaching a partial verdict but stalling on the most serious charge. Correspondent Jared Hill from New York.
The racketeering charge relies at least in part on the others. The RICO allegation that he used his businesses and employees as a criminal enterprise to facilitate and cover up alleged illegal activity related to Combs coercing then-girlfriends Cassie Ventura and a Jane Doe into drug-fueled sex marathons with male sex workers.
Lawmakers in the House are racing back to Washington to take up the president's so-called big, beautiful spending bill after it squeaked through the Senate. But bad weather's canceled thousands of flights. Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan.
I'm driving to Chicago, hoping to get one of the first flights, 6 a.m. Going to get back, though, to vote no for sure.
CBS's Nicole Killian says some Republicans may join him.
Many conservative hardliners like Chip Roy have indicated they're inclined not to support this. In fact, even suggesting that the odds of trying to get this done by July 4th just went down. So it is going to take